listener production.
Hi there, Saskia Channing here with your local briefing. Bathurst 1000 organisers are warning race fans to prepare for potential flooding this weekend, which could wipe out campsites. Up to 30 mils is forecast on Saturday and even more on Sunday. Thousands are already camped out around the Mount Panorama track, with practice starting today. Ford driver Will Davison admits the rain has thrown a real spanner in the works.
We're really going to change the mix of the preparation to the great race. You know, we lose most likely a lot of dry running, and all, you know, perfect planned strategies are out the window.
Meantime, a heap of police are out and about on the roads leading to Bathurst, targeting hoon behaviour. The federal MP for Parks has been out checking up on conditions along the Bogan River, and with the rain expected to worsen over the coming days, Mark Colton is issuing a warning to motorists.
We've had some tragedy over the last couple of weeks with people driving into floodwater. I think over the next couple of days, the potential for roads to be cut is quite high. If it's flooded, forget it. Plan your trip, because this rain event could develop into something quite serious.
Finally, some relief for renters in regional New South Wales, with prices remaining stable over the past 3 months. Here in the Central West, a typical house in Orange will cost you $510 a week and $440 in Dubbo. Cameron Cusher from PropTrack expects prices might start to fall soon as less people move here for a tree change.
You know, early on in the pandemic, a lot of people wanted to get out of capital cities, wanted to escape lockdowns, and the cost of housing was a lot cheaper in regional areas. If we look now, the cost of housing, both from a rental perspective but also from a purchasing perspective, has increased much more in regional areas than it has in capital cities.
And briefly, it turns out we're the most stingy state when it comes to tipping. New numbers have been released showing diners in New South Wales handed over $11 on average on top of their bills, compared to the most generous tippers in Tassie, who part with an average of $23.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe. In 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.